Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Welcome back, Sam.
Hello. Yes, I'm back. I've been away.
Yeah, we didn't burn the place down.
Oh, that's a relief.
With Adele, so that's good.
Had a good time away and back. Cool. Into it.
Wait, can you just tell the listeners where you've been?
I've been in...
all around
I went to the United States, I went to New York and New Orleans, and I went to Cuba.
Yes.
As well. Yeah, that cool. was a fun time.
Cool.
Everyone should go to Cuba. It's a great place.
So what are some highlights about Cuba?
Obviously, beautiful beaches, just the kind of faded grandeur of the place. You know, it's like being in the 50s. If you go to Havana, like all the buildings are pretty... you know, old colonial architecture, and everyone's driving old American cars
yes.
from the 50s.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
pretty cool. Yeah, it's like being in a time warp.
Yeah,
but also the music is fantastic.
Yeah, great. Oh,
yeah.
good.
So,
good.
Yeah. But today, we're going to look at PJ Harvey. We're going to look at her
Yay.
Second album from 1993. It's called Rid of Me. It's turning 25 years old. And PJ Harvey, of course, she's a singer-songwriter born in Dorset in England in 1969. And she began her musical career aged 19 in 1988 when she was in this band called Automatic Delamini as a vocalist. And she also plays saxophone and guitar. She's a very talented lady. And at this stage, she was just an amateur musician. And she became professional in 1991 when she formed the PJ Harvey Trio. They're the people who recorded this particular album we're going to talk about today, and her first album as well. And the PJ Harvey Trio was her, Steve Vaughan, and Rob Ellis. And they recorded the first album in 1992. It's called Dry. And this did very well commercially and critically. It went to number 11 in the United Kingdom and really kind of kickstarted her career. And it was the success of this debut record which provided the momentum for her second record, Rid of Me, which we're looking at today. So the first album she released independently, but obviously when independent artists have success, those devil major labels come circling like hawks. And this led her being signed to Island Records for this album. Quite reluctantly, she didn't really want to lose control of her work. She was very protective of her work. But in the end, she signed with Island Records. And the album was recorded in late 1992. And it was quite a departure from her previous album musically. This one's more kind of raw, aggressive in nature, quite guitar-based, quite dark in places, quite moody. And a lot of the music on this record was kind of in line with a lot of those American alternative rock bands of the time, particularly people like The Breeders, Pixies, Sonic Youth, those people. It also helped that the producer of this record was Steve Albini, who produced records by the Pixies and the Breeders. So his influence is definitely all over this record, as you will see. So let's start with track number 2. It's called Mist, and this is a very dark kind of guitar-driven number, quite typical of the musical direction and the mood of this album. See what you think.
Yahee!
Just
that was sudden.
It was very sudden, very abrupt ending.
Yeah, she. So we were just saying how brilliant she is, and the fact that she still is making incredible music.
Yeah,
there has not been a fade out.
No,
she is just fully going strong.
Yeah, and she's 25 years into her career now.
And also, yeah, this was 25 years old, the song, but it's still like very relevant and quite fresh.
Very fresh.
To me.
Yeah. All right. Well, the next track we're going to play is track 8 and the third single from the record. It's called 50 Foot Queenie. And this one cracked the top 30 in the UK at the time. It's more of an up-tempo kind of track. There's a bit of a rockabilly like guitar lick in there as well, which kicks off the song. And PJ Harvey's guitar playing is very, very good. And it's a very good demonstration of that on here. She's a very talented woman.
Cool.
So here's 50 Foot Queenie.
Yeah, this is sweet. Get on the motorbike.
Yes, indeed. 50 Foot Queenie.
Yeah, 50 Foot Queenie. We're going to commence the last installment of Anniversary Albums after this.
Woo!
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.